Now, will divided Democrats guarantee President Trump's re-election in November? That's the question being asked by many commentators as Bernie Sanders takes a convincing poll lead amongst the Democratic contenders. As I've been hearing from Larry Donnelly, US political pundit and law lecturer at NUIG.
Bernie Sanders is in pole position to win the Democratic nomination to be the president, next president of the United States. I think it was quite extraordinary. This week we saw a debate in Nevada where Mike Bloomberg, the billionaire who has spent almost $500 million on television ads and raising his visibility across the United States, was really attacked and came under fire from all sides in the Democratic debate this week, and he performed quite poorly. What dimension that adds to the race is anyone's guess, but the reality is Bernie Sanders is way out ahead in Nevada. He's narrowing the gap in South Carolina, which is Joe Biden's last stand, as it were. So at the moment, you have the dynamic of one, I suppose, candidate on the hard left of American politics and a number of candidates fighting over the more moderate votes in the Democratic Party. That all being said, advantage Bernie Sanders at the moment.
And Biden, Buttigieg, Warren, where are their campaigns at and where are they at particularly in terms of funding?
Well, Elizabeth Warren had an excellent debate the other evening. I mean, she came after Mike Bloomberg with all guns blaring, and she put out her own plans effectively as ever. Yet she's coming off two very poor showings, both in Iowa and New Hampshire. To me, it's difficult to see where she goes. Again, she's flagging in the polls in Nevada. She's way behind in South Carolina. She continues to raise money, but it's hard for me to see a path to victory. Buttigieg, on the other hand, again, I suppose, is the insurgent. He is somebody well-positioned to capture moderate votes. The question becomes, to what extent might moderate voters shift their allegiance to Mike Bloomberg if they view him as the candidate most likely to win or most able to beat Bernie Sanders. So that's the open question for him. And again, there will be questions and doubts about his experience raised throughout. Joe Biden has performed poorly throughout the campaign. It really is a mystery as to why he polls so strongly. Now, those polling numbers have evaporated in the wake of poor showings in Iowa and New Hampshire. Unless he wins South Carolina, I believe Joe Biden's candidacy is over.
And here's the question. Bernie Sanders would be on the left of the Democrats. In fact, he's not really properly a Democrat as far as many in the centre of the Democratic Party would be concerned. Can he win the swing states, or will divided Democrats hand Donald Trump re-election this November?
Well, your point about divided Democrats is a really big one, because with all these candidates in the race and all of them viable, all of them still raising money, a brokered convention looks more likely than ever. And in a brokered convention where no candidate comes in with the majority of delegates, you'd be looking at a situation either where Bernie Sanders emerges as the victor, and a lot of people in the Democratic Party and a lot of pundits don't believe that a self-described Democratic socialist can win the presidency. On the other hand, you could have a dynamic where Mike Bloomberg emerges from the Democratic convention as the party's nominee, under which the prospect is he'll have effectively bought the nomination to be president of the United States. Neither one of those is a positive outcome for the Democratic Party. So at the end of the day, and the bookies' odds reflect this, Donald Trump's re-election is looking a better and better bet every day.
And that was Larry Donnelly talking about the US presidential race, the election in November. We'll be back with more on protests in Germany against far-right violence after this break.